How are lawmakers responding to this Iran deal, such as it is?
First of all, as we mentioned, they're very unhappy that the MOU was given to the press before it was even given to them. But I'm yet to talk to a Republican senator or congressman who defends this MOU and how things are being handled. And now many readily admit that none of our four goals and objectives have been achieved. And the way the president's talking and the way the MOU is worded, that it ensures that they will not be achieved. And they're very unhappy with the inconsistencies that they keep getting, right? I mean, we mentioned, you know, the president saying the Strait of Hormuz is open, but yet a ship was fired on yesterday. We just talk about when, you know, Iranian funds are released, it's going to be spent on U.S. foodstuffs, and the Iranians come out and say, that's absolutely not true. We are going to decide how our money is spent. And then, you know, we've got J.D. Vance over there, you know, talking about inspectors coming back in for nuclear sites, and the Iranians saying no, but also talking about the Iranians, you know, rejoining the family of nations and all of us singing Kumbaya, and the Iranians making it clear that Iran will never befriend the United States or abandon its goal of eliminating Israel, right?